Welcome to the first iPodcast. My name's Chris.
My name is Henry.
And we are
the Mac Guys. We are My Mac Guys.
My Mac Guys.
Let's get the name straight before we do anything else. The name of the podcast is My Mac Guys.
My Mac Guys. You know, I'm not going to pretend I'm pretty excited, because if you really think about it, I've been dreaming of doing any form of radio since I was probably 14 years old, and it just always seemed that far out of reach. So to me, this seems like a great forum for talking about something that we both love, Macintosh, all things Mac. And I think the initial goal when we first started talking about it was to have fun talking about something that...
I just want to add one thing in there, because it's which is probably the perfect match, but it's the exact opposite for me, because I'm one of those people that just has lived in fear of hearing their voice, like, recorded on a voice message.
Oh, interesting.
Or, like, you know, those odd opportunities where you actually heard your voice.
Right.
And it wasn't until recently, and this will be a subject of a whole show, I'm sure, was that somebody told me, which is the truth, and you can, when the podcast is over, you can find out for yourself, that I sound exactly like the guy from Brothers McMullen.
You really do. I forgot about that.
And it's just a funny, weird thing. So I was thinking in the future shows, I'll do a thing where I'll bring in some sound bites of him and then have me and see if the listeners can see who's who.
Well, it's funny you say that, because I don't even know if you remember, but I actually ended up doing the interview with him for Sundance Channel.
Oh, really?
And I was painfully aware while I was looking down that it was as if you were in the room with me. That's how much you sounded.
Wow. Okay, we're off topic already.
All right.
So this is my Mac Guys, and it's a show that's born out of our spirited love and our lifelong devotion to the Macintosh Apple platform.
Here, here.
Without being what we feel are not... Geek and technophile related guys. We just love using the computer. I've been on the Macintosh system for more than 20 years. I've been through every operating system, starting from, I think, 4.2. I was trying to remember recently.
Oh, the white discs.
Yeah, the white discs.
Yeah.
I have one set, 7 discs of that set series still in my garage someplace.
And I don't know if you remember me telling you a business idea I had years ago, which was to collect all the white discs
and
frame them and sell them as collectible memorabilia of the computer age.
And I still think that it's not a bad idea.
Yeah.
I haven't looked on eBay, but...
Yeah, I'd buy them.
Yep.
I mean, if it was a reasonable price.
So anyway, so this is our show, and welcome to it. And normally, this time of the show, we would be trying to take in some Skype phone calls from listeners out there. But, look, maybe there's our first call coming right now.
Yeah, you think it is, huh?
I don't think so. Okay,
You had me surprised, because I don't really know what Skype is, and probably some people out there have no idea what Skype is. And I think that's a great segue to what the hell is Skype?
What the hell is Skype? Well, Skype is something that I don't know enough about to be the last word on. But what I do know is that in doing the research for how to make a podcast and how to get it on the internet and then for people to actually hear it, a lot of people talk about using Skype. And I had recently read an article about what Skype is. And basically, in a nutshell, it is a voice over internet protocol, a VOIP way to make phone calls.
You have to stop right there, because you preface this by saying you're not a geek. But that sentence in itself, if I was a screenwriter selling geek...
Okay, all right. Back up. Just forget what I just said.
Do you agree?
I totally agree.
I mean,
absolutely.
Okay.
Skype is a way to make phone calls over the internet. And you can download you can get the software for the Mac OS so that I can make a phone call. What makes it cool and different is that with Skype, I can call from my computer somebody on their cell phone right over my computer.
Right.
And they can call me.
Right.
So that's different from a lot of other, like, phone over the internet types of software out there. The reason why it's useful for podcasting, and why we may one day actually use it, is that it's just the mere fact that you're working with your computer. So it's just recording audio and different things on the computer, as we all know, is kind of a mishmash of stuff. I mean, like, just there's a lot of crap you got to deal with to get the inputs and the cables and all that stuff. So Skyping means the phone call is coming in on my computer. So it's just a little easier to record it. I don't have to worry so much about how do I get it into my computer. So we could be making the podcast, and Skype could be making the phone call live for us as we speak. Does that kind of make sense?
No. Okay, so that's the technical end of it. And my interest in it is that although you and I have thousands of Mac stories in our life, I'm really interested in connecting to other people who love Mac, and I just want to hear from them. And I really think that I couldn't make up the stories, the real stories that people would call in and questions, whether it be tech or creative.
Right. Absolutely.
I'd like to hear from people. So that's it's really cool. You can do it.
Funny, because I mean, my rant of the thing I'm kind of annoyed with right now in the internet kind of dovetails with that, in that in listening to other podcasts, particularly ones about Mac tech stuff, I was shocked at how, you know, you'd mentioned this one called
Jeff Levy. Is that
the one that sounds like fancy radio,
MacCast. Oh yeah, I
MacCast.
It was MacCast. And all power to them for having a show. Right. I just thought it was incredibly amped up, and it sounded kind of like bad AM radio to me, and it was just very commercial, and it was very it was exactly what I wouldn't want this show to be.
Right. And they still revert to doing things like trying to, you know, spell out long website names over the radio. Like, I just think it's a waste of time, and it's assuming everybody's sitting there with a pencil in their hand while you go ./://
right.
URL.xtml. And it's just bullshit. It's just ridiculous.
Yeah,
I agree. Here's my answer for all of our shows. What I want to implement is, when we talk about something like Skype, which is Skype, just Google it.
Oh, right. Okay.
Just Google everything we say, rather than us wasting time trying to tell you how to get someplace.
Well, so I like that, because that means we don't actually have to work, which is great. So
we get to sit
fantastic.
Here.
That's fantastic. Yeah, I like that idea.
So that's part of what I found. Like, the podcast I listened to prior to this was just getting away from that kind of, like, just droning on and on about the boring parts of working on a computer, and trying to get back to what's your catchphrase you came up with?
I say, we may not have all the answers, but we certainly have all of the fun. Nice. My back, guys. You know, the truth about it is, what's funny about mentioning boring radio shows, whether it be podcasts or commercial radio, the fact is I probably listened to in the entire show of the shows that I'm telling you I thought were boring. I've listened to 3 hours of this guy on the weekend talk about PCs. What is that about people that you listen to something that you can clearly say is boring, but you're still somehow drawn to the fire?
Yeah,
I actually called the guy up on the radio one day and challenged him. He was on the road for 15 minutes.
This is Jeff Levy.
Yeah,
right?
I hate to badmouth anybody. I guess just like a fair play. You know, everybody can have a radio show. That's great. My point was is that 15 minutes, he's talking to a woman who sounded about 75 on the phone. She clearly wasn't writing anything down. He described the longest hierarchy path to get to what part of her system folder to eliminate something. Clearly, in Mac, it would have been preferences.
I'm glazing over listening to you say it.
Well, yeah, exactly. And my
Mac,
point
I can
was,
only imagine
so I called him up and I said, you cannot actually, I have no problem with you explaining that to her. I have a problem with you claiming that what you told her was simple.
Right.
That wasn't simple for me, and I know everything you're talking about.
Yeah.
And to me, that is really the difference between Mac and PC. I believe it, and I can prove it 100 times. And I hope we do that, actually.
Yeah.
Compare PC to Mac
right.
For example. Just simple things.
Did you get that? I sent you a link about this, you know, Mac Doctor Direct. That's all one word.
Yeah.
No. Yes.
What was it? Because I don't think I remember.
I'll have to check that link. I'll have to check on that. But it's basically this website that's been started up by, you know, some of the heaviest hitters in Mac tech support, Ted Landau and John Leviticus or whatever his name is. That it's a website where for, you know, $30 every 15 minutes, with all kinds of guarantees that they'll fix it and, you know, it doesn't get out of control financially, that you give them permission to, you know, download and install some kind of a widget on your computer from their website that they then can take control of your desktop.
Right.
And fix problems.
Yeah.
Which is an amazing thing.
Have you ever had that happen? Have you ever seen it working?
No, but the thing is, I went to the website and I found it very off-putting. It didn't look like something.
Oh, interesting.
You know, I was kind of like, you know what? When I can't fix something myself, I mean, I would use it because I wouldn't be put off by the way it looked. But, like, there was a, you know, a picture of a guy with a sphygmomanometer around his neck on the website. You know?
Right.
And it's like, it just was like, I thought that the 75-year-old woman that was talking to Jeff Levy also would be like, I'm not going to just, it just didn't feel right.
Well, okay, I can tell you, I worked, I was writing a show at MTV, and I needed some tech support. I think I needed to install something. So I get a phone call from the IT department This woman's on the phone. She says, okay, let's go to your computer. I'm looking at my screen. Suddenly, I am no longer controlling the cursor, and I'm watching folders open.
Holy smackers. Watching
her completely control my computer from her building, which was, you know, four buildings away at MTV.
Wow.
And all I'm saying is it was great because I had so many clients that I would literally say to people, okay, just move the cursor to the Apple menu in the upper left-hand corner. And they'd say, I don't have an Apple. I said, well, it's a little Apple in the way upper left-hand corner. I'm not kidding. Finally, are you using an Apple computer? Because basically, no matter what I would say, they don't make the connection between their screen. It would have been a great piece of software for me to be able to just do the work.
Right.
You're paying me anyway.
No, it's a great concept.
Let me help.
It's just a matter of the comfort level. I mean, I think we actually have to wrap it up because we're almost out of time here.
All right.
But I think that it's a good thing to just introduce that what Chris started a Mac tech support locally here in Los Angeles recently, and it's really kind of taken off. And he's based the whole premise on an idea of just kind of just being the guy you can talk to. Somebody that
yes.
like is not going to kind of like say, can you leave me alone so I can troubleshoot your computer? And
you know what I can tell you? My repeat customers come because the one thing that they complain about is that there are no people persons in the computing end. I mean,
right.
And I decided all the advertising, everything was real easy speak. I'm not listing the hundreds of programs I could help you with. Simply, I can help, period. And that's it.
And that sounds good. And I've just started my own business, kind of dovetailed off Chris. So
which we can plug.
We can plug. So I'm. You can reach me at happymac4@mac.com. That's an email address, happymac4@mac.com. And Chris?
And, well, as long as we're plugging away, I'm mymacguy.net, and you can email me at chrisragazzo@mac.com. I'd love to hear what you have to say, and I'll write you back.
And we'll be putting up this feed and other podcasts through that website sooner. And please email us with any ideas for new shows, and thanks a lot.
Yeah, and I feel like we should pop a little champagne, you know, ceremonially, just because it's our first podcast, and it was fun.
Right on.
All right, cool.
Later.
See ya.